Yeah, I'll jump in if that's all right. The another method that we use that you know Richard developed and that I had a small part in helping him do that with is the Tai Chi for Parkinson's. I'm particularly proud of that program because my dad has Parkinson's, and so I was kind of, you know, gung-ho about getting that up and running. And we've seen crazy, crazy awesome results with that program. Now, you know, it's not that there's another program masquerading as Tai Chi for Parkinson's that we're aware of that's not getting results, but, you know, you hear a lot of times that Tai Chi is like the best thing that people with Parkinson's can do. But what kind of Tai Chi are they getting and how helpful is it really? Is it better than sitting on the couch doing nothing? Probably.
Mostly.
You know, almost certainly it is. But is it better than like going for a brisk walk? I don't know. And so, you know, with the Tai Chi for Parkinson's program that Richard Clear developed, there are very profound results that people are getting oftentimes in the very first session and then more and more over time.
Where you can, in the first session, we're saying where you can physically see it.
Yeah, where like we've seen relatives and caretakers in that like break down and cry when they see what their relatives are doing. You know, amazing results. And then, you know, better and better over time and all of that. And it's a really powerful program that way because there's a real understanding of the mechanisms of Parkinson's disease and of what Tai Chi and movement-based stuff can do kind of to help that and mindfulness, you know, all of it, you know, wrapped into, you know, a nice little kind of an easy to do package when you understand what's going on, but you got to understand what's going on for it to work, at least at some level.
You have to understand it because the skill sets are very, very, very specific. There's absolutely some things like what I was talking about with those other two things that you have to do those things and it's working at a mind level. And it's specific. You can't just be like, well, I think I'm doing it for Parkinson's. It's going to work. That doesn't do it.
Yeah. But when it's done right, it gets these profound kind of results. And we've seen that time and time again, every time we've done this thing and with, you know, ongoing students who've had Parkinson's disease, who keep coming back for more and more classes. We've seen this over and over and over again. And we actually, mentioned the Fagong Healing Workshop coming up in November. Actually, the day before we do that, the Thursday. The official Fagong Healing Workshop is going to be the Parkinson's Instructor Day for getting that, you know, that understanding of the mechanisms of how it works and really making sure that, you know, even if you don't have Parkinson's disease yourself, that if you are working with someone who does have Parkinson's disease, that you can make sure that they're doing it right and monitoring them correctly. And so that is going to be taught, the Thursday before.
Is that 10 to 6 or noon to 6?
I believe it's 10 to 6.
It's 10 to 6. It'll be with lunch. And so it's about a 6-hour training day. And in that training day, we'll be teaching the program itself, the way that we would teach it to someone who's shown up who has Parkinson's. And then after that, we have a little break. Or lunch, and then after that we do the program for certification for how to teach and the skills you have to have to teach that, because you're actually using some mind skills, fairly high level ones, but done in a way so that you can pick it up. Everybody that came last time was able to pick it up, so that you can actually do that training and have the skill sets that are needed as a teacher of that, and then we certify for that at the end of the day. To do that, you do have to have a Tai Chi form, ideally the 8, so that it's short, so that you're not, because if you're teaching a Parkinson's thing and you're having them do any form, you can't have them doing like a massive amount. A lot of them have trouble walking and some other things. And so you want that pretty short and succinct. If you've got like a 108 move form, maybe you're going to take a little section of it, 8 moves, ideally 8, 10, something like this. But a short form, and that's the form work you're going to have them do, and not more. The other internal work, that's the heavy part. That's where the emphasis is at, as it should be for what they have going on, with just enough physical things as the vehicle for that stuff. But no more, because otherwise you're just physically taxing them and they're not getting the benefit. You do the mind part, with that little bit of form work, now they're getting the little bit of physical work they need with a lot of the mind work that they, that really is what's affecting the Parkinson's situation and that.
Yeah. And that, and I kind of wanted to get the plug in for the Parkinson's instructor workshop, but that's just one example of how, you know, the Tai Chi really works. It's, it works on clear operating principles that we understand and that you should understand if you're doing it for that thing. And it's like that across the board, whether it be for Parkinson's or arthritis or stress relief or
for health or for fighting.
For fighting, absolutely. For fighting, you better understand how it works for fighting.
Well, you better understand how it works for health too. The difference is the fighting result tends to happen a little quicker.
Right.
Yeah, the feedback is more immediate.
Yeah. Anyways, that's I guess I'm just kind of echoing a point that's already been made, but it's worth making over and over and over again, is that you really should understand how your Tai Chi is working. I guarantee you it is not Harry Potter's magic owl. There's no magical step that, you know, that you can skip your understanding of and hope that you're going to get the results at the end. You need step two. And you should know what it is.
Cool. Anybody, anything that you want to add or ask questions about or talk about or tell people who aren't familiar with the material?
I have a question. I hope it doesn't open a big can of worms, but it begs to everything we're talking about right now. Sure. I have had some people say, yes, all those research studies, though, that show the results for arthritis and some other diseases, they weren't doing the quality Tai Chi that you're talking about, yet they got results. How do we answer that?
There's a couple of things. One of them is let me say this. Studies, and Matt is an expert in this, actually. He got trained in it in his university. Matt, I'm sorry to expose you like this, but he's got a doctorate, and part of what you do in a doctorate is you look at research methods. And unfortunately, and there's a lot of this that gets talked about in academia, there's a lot of bias that easily creeps into any study, even when a lot of effort has been made to have it not in there. And so sometimes people want to get a result, and the way you set the test up and the way you do the test lends itself to the result. And it's one where people will come back a lot of times on us big studies where they're making some outrageous claims, and they'll try to verify that study coming at it from a different direction or trying to disprove it, because they know that bias can creep in, even if you were trying to be fairly diligent about it to have it not. Matt, I'll let you weigh in from there on that point.
There are a couple of things, because I used to teach at a hospital and all this kind of stuff, and there are a couple of things I'll run into. And one of the things that they do in those studies is they set the bar that you're measuring against relatively low, and they hold a lot more classes than typically is offered.
So, and a lot more attention to the individual participants, which we know from the
studies so
we've done on ours.
Yeah. The expectation of practicing on your own, they expect that, but maybe they're meeting three or four times a week to make sure that they can trip over this relatively low bar. Because, again, if you're having even a nice walk with friends three times a week, that's going to do you some good. And so a lot of what
mentally they're and body, mind and body.
Yeah. Are this indicates that there are more study is needed, this is, you know, this might be a good approach for such and such, but the language is relatively small, and the stuff that maybe we've seen having to do with some of the Fagong or doing like a depth of practice in Tai Chi or that kind of stuff, you don't tend to see that in the studies. So I don't know.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Greg. They do set that bar pretty low because they want to see if there's any change between basically not doing anything and doing this particular activity, and they want to see kind of what the changes are like that. But there's mostly not, I'm not aware of any studies that have been done really comparing kind of entry level to Tai Chi with quality Tai Chi. There's just not been any academic research on that. that I'm aware of.
I think we haven't reached that point yet. We're about to. I think it's coming, but you're right. Oh, we haven't really reached.
I think it's definitely something that we have questions about. That we know there's definitely that research is needed now, but there's all sorts of problems with defining that. Like, how do you define quality Tai Chi versus others? And there's those areas that need to be kind of mulled over, that academics are very picky about for good reason, especially when it comes to science like this. The other issue with it, though, is that, well, for our study, for example, you know, the clear Tai Chi method was used in a study for, it was a very specific thing. It was like for pain management for cancer patients.
At Mercy Hospital here in Knoxville.
Yeah. And I think there was another like qualifier on who was involved in it, but and what it was studying, but they had all these different measures that they were studying and they were seeing really positive results. The study never actually got published for various reasons. The hospital got bought. And so they terminated the study before it was finalized.
We didn't get to completion because all the staff then got reassigned immediately by the new owner of the new hospital group that bought them.
Yeah, we were getting really positive results with the method. But one thing that's interesting is that to me is that if you look through the documentation, which I have, I've got copies of it. If you look through the documentation in there, there's no real description of the real mechanism that the teacher was using to get the results he was using. There was a specific method of the form that he was using to get
several. I gave him several methods of the form, that specific methods that he was using.
Yeah. There are several.
I sent one of my senior students to actually teach this. And then I gave him a protocol to follow for teaching it that was very specific, that I knew would have certain kinds of results that we wanted to see. And that's what he did. And we were getting those results in terms of increased oxygen levels, in terms of lowered blood pressure, in terms of how they would feel for what their condition was, all that kind of stuff. There were parameters in there specifically for that stuff.
Yeah. And he was using those parameters and there were descriptions of it. But if you went by just the notes, if you went by just the parameters as they were described in like the actual medical study,
yep,
and tried to recreate what was done there, you would never get it. You would never get it. And so unless you had that training already, you would never get it. And so it's really hard to judge like what was the quality of the Tai Chi that was being done in the study and how does it compare to what's being practiced out there publicly. I know that if you're teaching, now I don't care what the evidence was originally that makes your method evidence-based. If you're teaching someone in a three-day workshop who is then qualified to teach a three-day workshop of their own where they can certify teachers, who are then qualified to teach a three-day workshop of their own where they can certify teachers, I mean, it becomes the multi-level marketing deal of the Tai Chi world. And then, you know, there's no quality assurance on any of that. And there's no quality that should be expected
from any. They'll say it's quality assured because we watched them for 3 days. They were in the room with us for 3 days.
That's right. And because it's evidence assurance, of course. And so because the method is evidence-based, but the quality that was being done when they tested it versus the quality that's actually being taught, it's vastly different. And as Greg pointed out, the different classes. That are not, different class times are offered for the studies that are just typically not available outside of them. And, you know, these kinds of things, they all play a factor in that. And so at the end of the day, really, you have to make sure that your Tai Chi is quality if you want to get any results from it, period. I don't care what the study said or what anecdotal evidence or other kinds of evidence you think you have out there. You better have some good quality Tai Chi because that's the stuff that really over the centuries of testing has been proven to really get results. And that's the only stuff that has really been proven to get results as far as I'm concerned. Other than if you were actually in the room with the people who were, having the study conducted with them, that's the only way to be sure that you're getting the same stuff.
Yep.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Parkinson's disease is a devastating chronic condition that affects millions of people worldwide. While there is no cure, many patients have noticed short and long-term benefits from practicing Tai Chi. Scientific studies continue to show that Tai Chi is one of the best practices to reduce the effects of Parkinson's disease. Using the best modern understanding we have of the disease and advanced knowledge of Tai Chi, I created a program that goes far beyond what has been done in the past. This course uses internal power principles and your mind, used in very specific ways, to address the specific needs of Parkinson's patients. The results are absolutely incredible, with many people seeing noticeable improvement in the very first session. This program is available at cleartaichiforparkinsons.com. That's cleartaichiforparkinsons.com.
I will tell you this too. A lot of the studies that I've seen and the couple people that I've known that their Tai Chi actually was in a study and who did the study, it's been most of the time senior masters, not always, but a whole bunch of the time, it's been a senior master or a guy who was actually the head of the system or who had really quality training from senior masters doing the study, where they're getting that high quality Tai Chi is what's actually being tested and in the study. And that's happened a lot. And like Matt said, and then what happens is they mass market the whole thing and they mass market it where the quality control just gets ignored. It goes out the window, and they teach the same way that they've taught, that a lot of senior masters have taught long-term, which is they teach everybody this short 3 days, you were there, public method without the real key things being emphasized in a way that they make short, so that basically the people who are teaching it don't have it is what ends up happening. I saw one of these on one of the more popular Tai Chi programs out there and literally called up their master instructor, which we had a different conversation later about that, because the more I saw the guy, he wasn't a master instructor of Tai Chi. And so I was like, where's this title coming from? Well, he was a master instructor of their method, according to the head of the style, for lack of a better way to put this, again, done only for money and marketing reasons, not because this guy actually had skill. And I saw one of his students at a big public thing that we did where there were different people doing Tai Chi, and this lady got up in front of the group and it was horrifying. It was so bad. And then we had been told in the local community by people that we were talking to at an event that they had seen this lady's Tai Chi, tried out her class, and that they thought Tai Chi was garbage and they would never take Tai Chi again. And so I was put off a little bit by that. They didn't come out with this right away. They came out with this after some talking. And so I thought, okay, so maybe she just, you know, maybe the Tai Chi's just not being taught really well, or there's some method she's got, some way she's teaching that's a problem to them, or wasn't sure what. When we saw this lady live at the event we all went to, it looked like bad, really poor karate on a really bad day. And that's the best description I can give for it. And I was horrified, and all my three guys that were instructors with me, and everybody's jaw hit the floor, because we had heard this lady's name so much in the community for being, oh man, her Tai Chi, you know, that lady teaches Tai Chi, and she's the Tai Chi lady of the area, and this kind of a thing, that we thought we'd see something that at least looked like Tai Chi, and it didn't look like Tai Chi at all. I mean, none, nothing recognizable at all. And I don't mean it was just not recognizable. The posture was bad. The movement was bad. The tension was palpable. You could feel it. And I thought maybe it was a fluke, but she actually taught from it, from the stage, and taught to do it like that, which meant that's how she was doing it. And so I called up the master instructor a couple days after this, and was like, hey, I'd seen him move and his Tai Chi looked like Tai Chi. And I was like, you've got this lady out here in Maryville, Tennessee. And I told him what I'd seen and the experience of it. And I said, and he said, oh yeah, of course. She got certified because she was present for the 3 days. And I said, now are you telling me you're aware that her Tai Chi is that bad? And he was like, oh yeah. And I about fell out of my chair. I got up and I started screaming at the guy through the phone. I was ticked off. And I was like, okay, so I don't mind if I'm the one that teaches her. At this point, I'll teach the lady for free. At least she's not running people off from Tai Chi. Or you teach her. Or she goes and picks a different teacher, but she needs to get some education if she's going to keep doing this. So that way, at least the Tai Chi is in a basic level Tai Chi. And he was like, oh no, we're friends and she's making money and oh no, I can't do any of that. And I was like, wait a minute, you know her Tai Chi is awful. Rephrase, that her Tai Chi is not Tai Chi at all. And it's bad. And I related to him that in the area, we were talking to people who were saying they would never do Tai Chi again in their entire life, wouldn't even look at it because of their experience with this lady. And I related that to him and just said, you know, you can't be okay with this. And he was like, oh, yeah, no, we're friends. I can't say anything to her about any of that. And she showed up for the program, so she's certified. And I just went, and then I realized, okay, so it's only about the money and the political clout that they have for doing what they're doing. And that's it. And I'd rather teach people the real thing at a high level and make my income some other way. I'd rather teach them for free than let that continue. And that's what I did here in the community is for 3 years, I just offered for the first level of Tai Chi in our program for free and taught it for free to massive groups of people and ran her out of business. And I told him I was going to do that if he didn't do something about it. And I waited about 2 months and nothing changed. And I went ahead and offered it for free and did that. And I would rather, well, so what I'm telling you is I'd rather teach it for free. And I put my money where my mouth is. I actually did that. And it ran her out of business because then when people saw her after that, she horrified everybody else too. Because if they went to YouTube and looked at anybody that's considered a master, you know, recognized master by everybody in Tai Chi, Yongs or Chins or Wu family or anybody like that, that everything on there is going, this is a senior Tai Chi master. It reflected what I was teaching, and when they saw her, they saw none of that. And so it became really clear, and they could see the tension off of her and that it was being taught to be tense and all the rest of that business. And so my point here being is that lady is what they're getting on the end result in that system, but the guy who's at the head of it, he's actually a master. He actually has skill. So he does the study. And I know he's done studies and a number of them. And then by the time that gets out to the public, what's being taught to the public isn't what they did in the study. And so that's the issue there directly. And so that happens a lot more, unfortunately, than is ideal. We're working to make a very effective change to that. It's just taking time because of the education and the actually getting with people and in front of people and working with people and getting you guys trained up in the same ways and helping you guys to get hands-on with people and in front of people. Anyways, I'll let you guys add on from there.
Well, you really said it, Tipu. That's exactly what this is all about. The main way that we're going to combat this is not by, you know, being Debbie Downers about, oh, those guys, we have our conversations about them, certainly. But, the main way that we are going to fight back is by improving the quality of real Tai Chi out there by working with our people. And, you know, if you're watching this, unless we decided to make this public for some reason, you're one of the members of the Clear Tai Chi members only group on Facebook, which means, you know, you're one of our people. As far as we're concerned, you're doing our stuff representing, you know, able to represent. Hopefully. And so we're really committed to bringing your skill up and, you know, increasing the number of regional organizers that we've got out there and the number of schools that are teaching Clear Tai Chi and using these methods. And in that way, there's going to be just undeniable proof out there of the results. It's going to be, look, you know, all these people who say that you can get healthy this way, or you can get, you know, good, whatever it is for arthritis or whatever, they're not getting results and these other guys are, and it's just going to be undeniable that way. The lady in question, that Sifu Clear brought up, we've seen her since, and she actually has improved her Tai Chi education, I guess, because she for a little while was sort of forced to.
She got real ill.
It didn't work for her. It didn't get her, you know, she's still out of the business.
She really got badly ill where it was obvious that she was ill and where she was having medical treatment and everything else. And it was ill where it was bad health directly.
Yeah. And it was the kind of bad health that wasn't like something befell her. It was all very avoidable stuff. If she had been, you know, more or less living a healthy lifestyle and doing real Tai Chi, it probably shouldn't have happened. And so, you know, these kinds of things are just going to keep happening to the people who aren't doing the real stuff. And they're just going to keep not happening to the people that are doing the real stuff. And, you know, anybody who understands the importance of push hands and touching hands and has the ability, you know, even a little bit of sensitivity where they can kind of feel stuff, they're going to be able to feel the difference. And so that is another key, is educating the public about push hands, particularly about the internal method. Because, you know, if the first thing they look up about push hands brings them to the competitive stuff.
Yeah, no.
Most people aren't going to, you know, anybody who's really into that, you know, there's good combat stuff for them. But for the real high level skill, you know, the internal push hands is the way to go. And just educating people about that, about what it is, about why it's so important. And then, you know, like I said, from then on, the proof is in the pudding. It's just there's going to be a network of people that are really doing the stuff and really getting the skill. And there's going to be a whole bunch of people that are not doing the stuff and not getting the skill, and the problem will take care of itself. But it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of education and a lot of, you know, work from folks like you, if you're watching this, to bring your skill up and to, you know, to do the training and to really be someone who can represent as, yes, internal power is possible. And yes, I have it for real. And if you want to come find out, you know, I'd be happy to play with you and show you some things. You know, the more people like that we can get out there, the more people like you that can represent like that, the easier this becomes, you know, from then on out. It's just,
and I'll tell you this, if we get somebody in the system, because like this is on members only, and I know I've got at least a couple folks on members only where they're doing one of these public Tai Chi programs. And, you know, they've been a student of mine somewhere over the years, but that we added on at first. But if they're doing one of these public versions and that's it, and they're not working our stuff, so they're not really helping people, but hey, they're making money teaching some Tai Chi, very soon here I will be putting them off of the members only. They can be in Clear Tai Chi, the regular Facebook group, but I'm not going to have them included in our stuff if they're not going to do the work, because I don't want to personally be party to people putting across that kind of nonsense at all. And I'm not saying that all the other Tai Chi is nonsense by a long shot, believe me. I'm just saying if the quality is bad and they're making money and they're okay that the quality is bad because they're making money, I don't want anything to do with it. It's simple like that.
Yeah. There's no need. We've never had to sacrifice quality to have, like, we've got people in our beginner classes that are, you know, they're probably never going to graduate to the intermediate class. They just kind of don't want to. They kind of wanted to follow along class, and that's fine. And we've never had to sacrifice quality for one second to teach them. And eventually, if they stick with the program, if they keep coming to class, they're going to get enough material that they're going to say, you know what, what's next? And then they maybe will graduate to the next level of the program. But that, you know, there's no reason to teach bad or watered down or any other substitute for, you know, real Tai Chi.
Or if you're one of the people who's watching this, you know, we've got all kinds of instruction out there for making your Tai Chi better quality, more complete in various kinds of ways, internal, higher level, and all those things. And so if you're saying you don't want to do that work or you're not doing that work, then as far as I'm concerned, what you've just said is that you're really not wanting to be part of what we're doing, that you are wanting to do that cruise along and that you're happy with what you got, which is fine if that really is the case, or that you are just doing it because it's something to do and it's the money and all that. And if it's that, then like I said, I don't want any part of that part. But if you're serious about the stuff, then you're serious about the stuff and you're helping yourself and other people to get the benefits as much as you can. And so even if you've got a specific thrust, let's say you were really about the Parkinson's thing and you're like, I'm really about that, so that's all I'm focused in, and you didn't do the other stuff, that's okay. but you're at least getting the quality and really working on and trying to improve your skill and the result you're getting in students with the thing. And so I'm all kinds of okay with that. But if it's, no, I'm doing a Tai Chi like that, I'm good, la, 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 pay me to your students, and you really aren't looking for that higher level quality, then you really, ideally, you wouldn't have come to me, because that's just not how I'm operating at all.
Yeah, there's plenty of that elsewhere. That is not our thing. It's quality first at Clear Tai Chi. That's a must. And hopefully, if you're watching this, you appreciate that. You would not only understand it, but that's why you're here. If that's not why you're here, like the man said, we're happy to have you here for a bit, and we're sorry to see you go. And I wish that one day you'll come back around and decide that you really want that real stuff, for whatever reason. And, in that case, hopefully you'll come back and we'll have a bunch of great stuff for you. But in the meantime, sorry to see you go. For everybody else, so I assume is the vast majority of the people that are watching, I don't think, I think that's enough said.
Well, and then obviously there is that we like working with you and we like getting to know you and interacting and all that kind. So there certainly is the social component and all those things. But we are very much dedicated to high level quality Tai Chi and getting that out to everyone that wants it. And so we're very happy that you're helping to do that. And I'm looking forward to the next time I get to work with you. Okay, so we had other stuff for today, but we're going to wait for that until next time, because we've really given you a bit to think about today and to chew on, hopefully. And Matt, is there anything else you wanted to get into before everybody else had to go? Anything else you wanted to do before off the call today?
I think Harry had another thing to say, but he was in the car. I think he got cut off in the mountains or something.
Yep.
And everybody else is now gone, but I'm happy with how everything went today. I don't really have anything to add. It's good to talk about these kinds of things and share what's going on. And I hope that we have, if nothing else, we've gotten people to think about how to promote quality Tai Chi from a positive perspective and a positive angle, and not always be negative Nelly about the other the people who are doing kind of Tai Chi light.
I really try hard not to badmouth other people. I try to throw out education basically and leads to education and that kind of thing, and then obviously our promotions and ads for that stuff, and then with our folks that are doing this, trying to really encourage you and put hands on with you and let you feel things and see things and do things and all of that. And that's where I really want my time to go. And what I want to be working on and doing. What you'll find is that there are people and groups and forces in the marketplace that have some of this bad negative Tai Chi we're talking about. And they have an agenda, and it's a financial one and a political one, is both. The one organization has contracts in place with different agencies, and somebody else did it again just recently and made contracts. They actually made a government contract, and they're making these contracts so that they're exclusive, so that only their people certified by them can go teach at these places, and then they churn out a bunch of low-skilled people. And all kinds of things like that. And so part of what I'm telling you is that, yeah, I'm going to be a pretty strong personality against that business. At the same time, again, I'm not trying to put all my time, effort, energy into the negativity. What I'm trying to put my time, effort, and energy into publicly, and what I want you to do as well, is to promote the quality and the benefits that you can get by really doing the stuff, and that you're really doing the stuff in order for that to happen. And with that, I know that we can make positive changes in our communities and with the people who need these kind of health and healthy benefits. While ideally having fun and enjoying good quality Tai Chi practice and skills, and for those of you that are serious to continue your studies longer term in a fun, interesting, engaged, academic kind of a way, like that. And so anything we can do to support you and to help you, we want to do that. And we hope that that is exactly what you then in turn take to your communities and to your to the people that you engage with and are able to engage with.
Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head. The way that we're going to do it is with education, and we have put together, you particularly, really not we, you have put together a lot of education that is really there are a lot of really great free resources that Richard has put out there for that purpose, for kind of combating the myths about Tai Chi that are so common out there, and really getting people on board with what Tai Chi really is and why they should be doing it. And one of the many resources that are available like that we've talked about today, if you haven't gone there yet, the Tai Chi roadmap.com. That has the training stages, the main training stages from beginning to end for Tai Chi.
Beginning to a very advanced, yeah.
Yeah, to a very, very advanced. And it provides context for the whole art that you just don't find anywhere else, that is so helpful no matter what your Tai Chi knowledge or experience is. It's really great to have this, that kind of context going forward with the art. If you plan on making any progress from here on out, and you've not seen what's on the roadmap, we call it the roadmap to Tai Chi mastery, but it's taichiroadmap.com, and it's definitely worth checking out. It's changed the way that people do Tai Chi from in all sorts of different levels of Tai Chi just from having seen the lecture. And it's available for free, so check it out, taichiroadmap.com.
All right, everybody have a great day. We look forward to talking to you more next time. And please put feedback down below in comments and or other things you would like to see us talk about, or questions that you would like to see us answer for you. And have a great week. Keep up the great practice. And we look forward to talking to you next time.
Yep. Thank you, Sifu. Thanks, everybody.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
In the year 2020, right now, boosting immunity is on everyone's mind. Many scientific studies show that Tai Chi boosts immunity and helps prevent infection from viruses. On TaiChiForImmunity.com, I created a course that teaches the internal principles to make it work. This is the complete what, why, and how to turn your favorite Tai Chi form into an immune-boosting powerhouse. It also includes practices to help ease symptoms for the rare times when you do get sick. Tai Chi can help you live a longer and healthier life, and you don't need a special form to do it. The immune boosting benefits of Tai Chi come from the correct expression and utilization of internal power. In Tai Chi for Boosting the Immune System, I teach you everything you need to know to get the benefits for yourself. Again, that course is available on TaiChiForImmunity.com. That's Tai Chi for immunity.com.